This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Yet another week has come and gone, so we are here to bring you the results of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk industry. You can find Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is. Man responsible for all of this is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have the chart for the week of August 31st. Say it again, Doug. From August 31st. That's why I've not gotten any awards. I don't know how to talk. September, August 31st to September 4th, we're at the top topics of the week. Michael, from number 10 to number 1, I'm wondering, actually, I have a beef with you. I'm going to get to it after you go through this. I'm upset because there's something that's missing from this list.
Really?
No, but I'm going to give you a...
There's a lot of things missing from me. There's a whole universe of subject matter missing from this list.
Right.
Not to mention the list is not perfect because who knows what really is going on behind our backs out there on the airwaves of America. Yeah. You know, it's very funny. Radio, unlike most media, most of its product is gone forever.
Yep.
No one knows what's happening. Even the ratings companies can't figure out who's listening, let alone all of... And you know how many great shows in the past on television, in the early days of television and in radio, were lost because they erased them because they wanted to use the tape again?
Over again,
They wanted to use the tape over again.
Yep.
There are great shows from the history of television that should be in museums that are gone forever because they wanted to save a few bucks on recording tape.
Right.
So, you know, don't get me started on all that. But here are our 10 top stories of this week as we transition from what we call summer into fall, regardless of what September, football, number 10, one of the great injustices in human history has been rectified. Brady's NFL victory tied with the Major League Baseball playoff races. Mm-hmm. It's a good time of the year in sports right now, the beginning of football, the end of baseball. It's cool. Number 9, climate change and Obama's trip to Alaska. At number 8, the Kentucky same-sex marriage issue. At number 7, we have a new genre, recent police slayings. Either we have police slaying people or people slaying police. This is really awful. And I have some media theories about it, too. At number 6, Obama's Iran nuclear deal. The 2016 presidential race and the candidates involved, the parade of characters that enlighten our televisions and radios. Number 5, Hillary Clinton's emails case at number 4. Number 3, the European migrant issue and or issues, and that ties into number 2, the immigration policy debate in the United States. And number 1 again is the Donald Trump campaign. The summer of Trump is now evolving into the autumn of Trump. And our people survey at number 10, we have Tom Brady and Roger Goodell. Kim Davis, the gal from Kentucky, at number 9. Charles Glinowitz at number 8, a slain officer. Number 7, Dr. Ben Carson, Scott Walker, and Rand Paul. Number 6, Chris Christie, Carly Fiorina, and Ted Cruz. Number 5, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Jeb Bush is at 4. Hillary's at 3. Barack Obama's at 2. And the most interesting man in the world, Donald Trump, is at 1. There you go.
All right. So the looking at this list, number 7, let's take a moment or two to talk about not the police slayings, but the things that happen, the ancillary things that may not get so much attention. For example, in Millis, Massachusetts, which is a town a little south and west of Boston, there was a part-time policeman who was not paying attention. I think he was texting, but it doesn't seem to be clear, driving through the town the other night, and he loses control of his cruiser, crashes into a tree, and the car explodes. So he gets out of his car and empties his gun into the car. And then he calls it in says that he's been shot at, lost control of the car, and crashed into a tree. Well, upon examination, somebody figured out that the events did not happen quite in the way they were described by this police officer, and so he's been fired. You think about, with all of the things that are going on with the police, something like that shows you how silly human beings can be. We really are a silly race. I mean, it's
no question. This police officer was he wasn't a full-fledged police officer. Mm-hmm. He was a part-time one who was about to take the final tests, et cetera, to hopefully become
full-time.
Now
he'll be joining Paul Blart as a mall cop.
Yeah, he is an embarrassment to his police department, which otherwise has a pretty good record.
Yeah, Mill's not a bad little town. Yeah.
And he I guess was embarrassed by the fact that he had a one car accident. Those are always embarrassing, and gave himself a little excuse, forgetting that we're in the 21st century, and in the year 2015, there's a thing called ballistics.
Yep.
And they traced it. First of all, they did this whole manhunt. They sent helicopters and police. They shut down the entire East Coast. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in Massachusetts, they just put a wall up around the state, and they get you.
Right.
They send out the dogs.
Somebody's shooting at the cops. Let's go get them.
Yeah, I mean, everybody cooperates, and I mean, you know, let's not forget the demonstration that Boston presented to the world when the Boston Marathon bombers were loose.
Mm-hmm.
They tracked them down like dogs. I mean, it was amazing. And
at one point, there were 4,000 police officers. It was costing $4.5 million a day to chase that guy down. Taxpayers paying, and most would say, yeah, it was worth it. We got him.
Really? I mean, it was an amazing thing to witness, you know. There's all kinds of controversy for years to come about, you know, whether or not the Constitution was broken, et cetera, you know. But the fact of the matter, I don't think there was one person in Massachusetts that was against it when it was happening. It was called, you know, mass cooperation. Wouldn't you agree?
I was happy you needed to get this guy, for sure. But the police and this is a good example, you mentioned it, took extraordinary license with the law.
And they did.
And people rolled over to it because they wanted to get him. But anybody who's a constitutional lawyer, anybody who looks at the overkill, pardon the use of the term, but, you know, there were three people that were killed, and that was bad. And there was a building that was blown up, and that was bad. And a lot of people got scared. That was bad. The news media made a complete fiasco out of it. It reminds me of the more recent event that took place down at Quantico a couple of months ago when there was some firecracker or something that went off on the base, and they sent 1,000 police officers from communities all around there to the base to find out what was going on. And what the reality was is that something had happened, something backfired. I mean, there was nothing going on. There were 1,000 police that responded to that.
What we learned from this is that emotion plays a tremendous role in how we measure the law, responses, codes, conduct, processes, emotion. Tremendous. Some crimes have a high emotional content. Others do not. You cannot judge it by how many people were killed or what the infraction was. What's the emotional impact? And the emotional impact of having a bomb blow up at the finish line of the Boston Marathon and innocent people maimed and killed, it was deeper than if you heard three people gunned down at a 7-Eleven. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just is the way we are wired and how we think. You talk about human beings. But the cop story that we're discussing, that you talked about, is an example of just how sneaky, frightened, cowardly, and stupid people can be in any walk of life. And, you know, there's a couple of ways of looking at it. Either he tried to create an excuse for himself so he's not embarrassed and he wound up ruining his life, or he's a real psycho and he staged the whole thing so that he could be in the news. You know, I was, you know, shot at by a gunman. I doubt that's the case. Or maybe he was just so damn angry he got out and he started shooting his car. You know, I mean, you don't know why somebody does something, but because we have such a heightened sensitivity about police issues now, And we have such an active media where anything can go viral. Everything that happens suddenly becomes, you know, like a raw nerve, a toothache in the public consciousness.
Let me give you another. Let me give you an example of that in a moment here. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Moving the bike around in a parking space can be a tricky maneuver. Fortunately, every motorcycle built since the 1970s is equipped with a safety device to reduce slow motion tip overs. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Ryan for American Biker Minute, the slow motion balancing act, the two-wheel ballet. Bikes are difficult to balance when doing three-point turns, like in the garage or in a parking space. Applying pressure to the front brake lever holds the motorcycle in place so the rider can concentrate on balance. When three-pointing out of tight places, the bike will not slip away. Learn to use the front brake in tight places. The front brake, the biker's best three-point friend. Safety first. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have suspected this already. There's no longer a divide between your personal and professional lives.
The reason? Because social media has become the starting point and main information source in many professional relationships.
Peter Shankman, author of Nice Companies Finish First, says selling is out and helping, or being nice, is in. And to build an online reputation for niceness, you need to reach out to your connections.
He challenges you to go to Facebook, find five or six people that you haven't talked to in 6 months, and start a conversation with them.
Be good, helpful, and nice to your existing network. It's those connections that will lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A first-round draft choice by the New York Knicks in 1982, this three-point shooter extraordinaire is best known for a shot that changed the rule book. So where is Trent Tucker now? Trent started the Trent Tucker All for Kids Foundation in the late 90s, teaching middle schoolers to focus on their educational futures. He still runs the foundation to this day. Meanwhile, the Trent Tucker rule about how much time it takes to get off a shot is talked about in NBA games almost every night.
Go back to 1990. This is called the Trent Tucker rule.
Can't get an alley.
That has to be a tip as they throw it at the basket.
Looks like Trent Tucker's left his mark on the game for good. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Back with Michael Harrison on the Countdown Show. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You were talking about the way people understand or are sensitive to or are heightened sensitivity to issues is in our country, and a pretty good example of that is what has followed this same-sex marriage issue in Kentucky, where the lady who was the clerk has been put in jail. I know in my Good Day program this past week, I was pretty critical of her, and I don't know whether I said some things that I might have said 20 years ago that nobody would have paid attention to, but today I did. Whenever the gay issue thing comes up, it's always sort of heightened, and people don't even hear what you really say. And that's part of the problem. And I think maybe we ought to talk about that a little bit, Michael, if we can.
Absolutely. It's such a noisy world in this short attention spans. People don't hear what's said, and it's very important to be as clear and articulate as possible.
Well, there also are careers that are damaged by this for reasons that are not really right, just, or fair. So we'll continue conversing about the top items on the Talkers charts for this week. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is always here during this hour of the Countdown with me, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
All right, back to the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown program. This is a weekly event that Michael Harrison and I do in this hour, overviewing the stories and then some of the nuance connected to the stories. You referred to some of the things that are being heard, or I think the way you use the word noisy was pretty instructive, because there are lots of noisy people. There is a lot of noise being created by various elements of the news media, so-called news media, and then those who interpret or talk about it. I mean, we have whole careers based on dissecting the news, and all these supposed experts who go on and pontificate on radio and television programs, they don't know any more about what's going on, and sometimes less than people who are supposedly not involved. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that sometimes things are said, and when it comes to things like the sex, the issue of gay marriage, gay sex, the issue of religion, how sensitive people are to that. I guess I've learned, but not necessarily well, because every once in a while I really do go off on a toot, because people just are so worked up about this stuff. And I don't know, I honestly tell you, as an observer of the human cause, why it is that people get so worked up about these things if they don't affect them personally. What's the big deal?
Because we take very personally how we want the human family to live. Because we want
based on our own biases, you say.
Right. It's not enough of how we live ourselves and how we and our friends get along. We're a strange species. We have certain standards, whether they're right or wrong, that we want the entire race, the entire species, to live by. We are so connected.
We want to control. We are into control, aren't we?
Well, control is a form of method that we use to make it the way we want it. We're not into control for its own sake. We're into control so as to create a sensibility that we can live with. And some people are control freaks, yeah. But it's not like, I want to control everybody, so, okay, I'm going to tell you how to handle your sexuality. No, it's that people have ownership of what we call the human family in their own minds. It's like how you feel about your family. You know, well, it's okay for his son to do that, but not mine. You know, we take ownership, if you will, and that's what it comes down to. It's people. It's not just enough that we're going to live like this. We don't want anybody that's human to be different than we are.
It bothers us. It's a weird. It's a weird problem. Mm-hmm. It's a. It's a. It's a. It's a historic problem, and. On one level, it keeps us, you know, on the straight and narrow. On the other level, it keeps us intolerant, fascistic, and genocidal.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be.
That's a great way. Fascistic and genocidal.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's, but look at how many times over the course of human events, those sorts of things have happened. They keep happening. People want to control ISIS. ISIS is all about, and by the way, that's not on the list of the top 10. That was one of the things I was going to get to you. It was interesting, and I was being somewhat facetious, but the discussion about ISIS and what's going on in the Middle East.
There really hasn't been that much conversation relative to these other topics about ISIS.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say about ISIS?
Nothing. That's it. There's nothing new there. It's the same. These people are still doing things that are antisocial. We have no leadership. That was one of the things that came up this week when the Pope, when everybody's focused on the Pope coming to America. He went to get a pair of glasses this week. Everybody got all excited about that because he was out in his own car. I say the reason to pay attention to the Pope is that he's the only true leader in the world. There are no political leaders that are as strong and smart as he is. So we've managed to run everybody off or not elect or find good people to run countries or businesses. But we got a Pope that really has something to say and is an inspiration. We'll talk about that some more in terms of how it affects the who you like on the radio even. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the countdown.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's go. Another half hour of conversation here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing what's been happening this past week in the News Talk Radio world. Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, lots of things that Michael Harrison has created over the years. A fantastic organization every week. He and his staff listen to talk radio programs, host stations around the country to come up with this list. A lot of politics here. And what happens is that we know from looking at this list that a lot of people who would like to hear discussions of things that are positive don't get that. And look at this here. The fight over the football, the fight over climate change, the fight over same-sex marriage, the fight over the police and how they're supposed to handle their job, the fight over Iran getting their deal through, the fight between the presidential candidates, the whole business of Jeb Bush versus Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, that whole business is always a fight around her, the immigration policy, always, everything here is about a fight.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, that's the story of history. I mean, that's look, we're in the fight business.
Yeah, we are.
If we were doing gardening shows, we would talk about the beauty of flowers, and we can get deep into it. This is the game you're in, Doug.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I don't know how to answer you when you say that because, it's a shame that the major issues that make the world go around as reflected in the media are negative and are fights, but there is a lot of beauty in the world,
yeah,
and there's a lot of diversity and there's a lot of other things. This is the game we're in.
Mm-hmm.
If we were doing a countdown of the best topics in the golf world, would you say, why are we talking about golf when there's badminton? I mean, maybe you should go into gardening.
It's diving.
Diving.
Yeah, it should
so
be a
top
diving show.
In the diving world, they're not fighting. They're just trying to go deep.
Well, but look at what's happened here. An interesting advance. Go to any cable of the Discovery type channels, the military type channels, those cable channels that have all of these shows about loggers and gold diggers and the Duggars and the other guys with the long beards.
You're right. What, the Duck Dynasty?
Yeah, Duck Dynasty, yeah.
Right. You told me last week or the week before there was some cable show you loved. I never heard of it before.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember it either.
But I just, it's interesting because there's so much product that's necessary, and I think to myself, who's watching all of this stuff?
A lot less people are watching each show today than were watching the network shows back in the 50s and 60s when there were a handful of networks.
Right. But you know what? The other thing that's a ruse here and doesn't often get plugged, we pay a lot of attention to, let's say, Sean Hannity, who's a radio guy, originally a radio. He's a real radio guy. Yeah, he's a radio guy. Got a television program. And I can tell you that there are more, a heck of a lot more people listening to him on the radio than are watching him on TV. But yet, what comes up when you have conversation? Well, Sean said on his television show last night. And
well, TV does have this, I don't know, it just seems to have a higher level of respect in the pantheon of media than radio.
Why?
Because it involves... there's a reason for this. It's been discussed in media theory classes and studies because we are sight oriented. The human sight, vision, is the dominant input to our brain.
No, you see, I don't agree with you. I think it's the difference between real and fake. People can't handle real. You can't handle the truth. Radio, news radio, news talk radio is real. The television stuff is fake. It's edited. It's it's all of this. The guy who's on the Discovery Channel.
You're talking about something else. You're asking why do people think of Hannity, people in general, as a TV guy, not a radio guy? Is because TV looms larger in human consciousness than radio does.
Yeah. Well,
because you see it as opposed to hear it. Oh, I could go on for hours about the importance of audio media and the one-on-one and the theater of the mind and all that. We're not talking about which is better or which is realer. I was just answering you.
No, I know. I wasn't criticizing
you. There are people in radio who have gigantic audiences and they'll drive through a snowstorm for 85 miles to appear on some local access cable TV show because TV's got this... meaning people, are intoxicated by a degree.
You and I both know people who do good radio programs who are on as fodder or meat, if you will, on a lot of these Fox or CNN or whatever the cable has experts. They don't get paid, but because it assuages their ego, I get a kick out of an article that I saw recently. And I don't know if it's traders, talkers, or one of the other trades. Traders.
Traders or one of the other talks.
Where the heck did that come from? Anyway, it was this guy who we both know who does a decent radio program, but I think he got fired or he's going to someplace else. But he'll continue to do his appearances on Fox News Channel. And he doesn't get a penny for it. But yet, there's a calling card there, and these people think that it's important. So that's part of their career resume. It just intrigues me.
It is important.
Is it?
Yeah, because it is promotional for their careers.
Yeah.
It gives them profile. It gives them platform. It gives them presence. They have a seat at the table of discussion. It has an importance. It's important to be a go-to guy. It's important to be considered vital enough to the present scene that a major medium would contact you and say, "Would you like to appear on a show?"
Yeah.
There's a degree of ego attached to it, but it's also a form of currency. It actually is a form of it has a value to people whose business depends upon.
Wow. You see, that's it.
Seriously.
I remember you telling me once back at least a dozen years ago, and I used to do more politics on my program than I do now. I try to stay away from it for all kinds of reasons. But I remember being invited on all of these shows and doing a few of them, and people who were listening to me got mad at me because they saw somebody different or they heard something different on the air on television than they heard on the radio, and they didn't like it. They felt that I was being dishonest by playing up something in some sort of fake argument with people versus the real conversations that we have on the radio, and so I stopped doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I stopped doing as much of the talking head thing as I used to back in the 90s and in the early 2000s. I was on almost every other day.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I don't do it as much anymore is because I refuse to take a left or a right position on
right.
political issues.
Yeah, that's the same with me too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
They won't put you on if you don't take an extreme. They want fights. They
yeah,
want
they
battles.
Do. That's right. It's all contrived, and that's the point we're making.
I'm not into that because that's not my product. Mm-hmm. That's not my brand, and it's not me personally.
Nope. Then all those things are important to be sure. Michael Harrison, who has the brand, he's known as the man who has the Bible of the talk radio industry. The Talkers magazine folks put together a great list and all the stories that's going on this week in the talk radio and the talk media industry are highlighted every day. Go to Talkers magazine. You can just put that in your search box. You just go to talkers.com, find out what's going on. We continue with our discussion of what's going on this week, according to the Talkers charts, the ancillary issues that are a part of it. We all, I think, enjoy a different reality. We go down different streets here so that you know a little bit more about what Michael thinks as the expert in the world of news talk radio. And that continues in a moment here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today on App Check, tea. This $2 app is a must-have for tea drinkers. No detail has been forgotten. Exceeds expectations.
Bravo.
Tea.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much, only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite what women want, is younger, but not by much, only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the chief psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
If you haven't watched this show, you've certainly heard of it. It's broken a number of network records.
The show is Duck Dynasty, and Phil Robertson says he can't figure out why people are so attracted to his family.
But the attraction began back in the 1980s. Phil was looking for an outlet for his duck products, so he produced fun videos that became popular among the community of hunters.
Branding expert Liz Goodgold says the family's humor, quotable sound bites, and catchphrases make it memorable and easy to share among fans.
What unique characteristics do you have? Use them to create your own dynasty. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former All-Star is a two-time Gold Glove winner and the 1994 National League Rookie of the Year. In 1997, he became the first Dodger to join the 30-30 club, repeating the feat in 1999.
Oh, man, turning on this one, it's high and deep. It's gone!
So where is Raul Mondesi now? Since retiring from baseball in 2005, Raul has returned to his home in the Dominican Republic, where he's taking a swing at politics. In May of 2006, Raul was elected to a seat in the Chamber of Deputies for the Dominican Liberation Party. And in May of 2010, he was elected mayor of his hometown, San Cristobal.
La clase política no cambia. Ahora nos toca el caso del síndico PRDista de San Cristóbal, Raul Mondesi.
Raul Mondesi, a true hometown hero. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen on the Countdown. We were kibitzing earlier, and I honestly sometimes don't remember because our conversations are pretty much the same off the air as they are on the air. I don't know whether we were talking earlier on about guests and how people use guests and who wants to be on, that sort of thing. We were talking about George Green who was a man that I admire, respect, and actually, I don't know, I don't think love is, love's too strong a word, but this guy ran KABC. I worked there for 3 years in Los Angeles, and he was the best general manager that I ever had. People sometimes, because they are fans of the format, like to listen to you and I talk about what's going on behind the scenes. The other guy I had that was a great manager was a man I worked for in Cincinnati named Tom Severino, who's no longer with us. But these guys both managed extraordinarily successful radio stations. They were extraordinarily successful in the game, and they both got fired for doing.
Yeah, they got fired for political reasons. They got
right,
fired.
Yeah.
George Green was the president and general manager of that radio station for
great.
17 years. He was in sales and the sales manager for 21 years before that. He was at the station for 38 years.
Yep.
38 years.
He represented that station.
And then the station was sold, and they came in and they said he was 65 years old when this happened, but he had a lot of rubber left on his tires, so to speak. And they said, George, when are you thinking of retiring? And he said, well, maybe 3-4 more years. They go, well, let's speed it up. Your replacement starts in 3 days.
How about you think about retiring now?
Sidewalk, you know.
Yeah.
He'll be a good guest for you on your.
He's a great.
Can I give a plug to our podcast?
Yeah, that's where I was going with this. Thank you. Michael has interviewed George in the Up Close and Far Out section at talkers.com, which is a great way to find a whole lot more about Michael, about some of the issues, some of the people who are prominent. It's very good because it isn't just inside, but it's penetrating and thoughtful. So I'm eager to have you talk about that particular aspect of this.
Yeah, basically, if anybody wants to hear this conversation, and it'll be a great setup for those that hear you talk to George Green in the coming weeks, it's Up Close and Far Out. .com, www.upcloseandfarout.com. And the gentleman's name is George Green, 84 years old, one of the greats of broadcasting.
Oh, my God,
he's just written a book. He's written a book basically talking about what it's like to be in the spotlight and then have the spotlight go out. What do you do with your life when you were famous and successful and all of a sudden you're yanked from the spotlight? And he talked to like 45 different famous people or successful people who had that happen to them. And it's very inspirational because ultimately everybody's yanked from the spotlight. It's all fleeting. And how you handle it after the fact really is the testimony to what kind of a character you have and what kind of a person you are.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the things that keeps... I don't mean this to sound exploitive of myself, but the reason that I'm real, no matter what kind of success I have, good or bad, I love being on the air. There's a great deal of therapy. It's a selfish like because I find being on the air is very good for me, and hopefully, more importantly, it's good for the audience. I happen to do 4 different radio programs every week, and I've done it for a long, long time. And one of the ways I keep myself grounded is to be a farmer, have cows, deal on tractors and on the farm with the dirt every day. And that may keep me more close to the... I read an article about some football player, a guy who was a very important player for Milwaukee. Milwaukee got a football team? I don't know, maybe Green Bay.
It's called the Green Bay Pack.
Green Bay, okay, yeah, yeah. So he's the guy who's got a farm. He's a farmer. When he's not playing football, he's a real farmer. And I could tell by reading the interview and listening in my own mind to what he was saying that he was a real guy. And you know, but I don't tell you that I think Tom Brady is a real guy, to sort of bring it around. I don't think you get real guy. When you look at Tom Brady and what's going on in his life with all women and cheating and stuff, I don't see a real guy there. You like Tom Brady.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Because his purpose on this planet. I'll tell you what his purpose is.
He is
a man with a mission that was put here by God for a certain purpose. And you know what that purpose was?
Win
and
football
is?
Football games, yeah.
His purpose is to entertain me.
Yep, he does. And he does a great job of that. God love you.
He does a great job of that. I love him.
That was good. Right, okay, I got it. Well, he's very entertaining. He's got a lot of copy this week, a lot of attention. And, you know, and he's sort of, people look at him as a winner.
The greatest reality show of the last 15 years has been the New England Patriots.
God love them. All right, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with another penetrating look at all the things that are going on in the news talk world for this week, the week of Labor Day. Have a good, safe Labor Day. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a Countdown Extra, a focus on what's going on in the Middle East that we haven't heard. It's surprising not to have in the top 10 something about ISIS, something about the horrors of what the Syrian population is putting up with, trying to get across to Turkey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll pick up now with Ivan Ewind,
who is the author of The Failure of the Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's on this program when he writes something interesting in the Huffington Post. This week, he wrote, quote, "Oftentimes, when U.S. superpower intervenes in the business of other nations, after U.S. troops withdraw, the American people lose interest and the country disappears from the consciousness of the public. That same phenomenon initially occurred with Iraq after Mr. Obama withdrew U.S. forces. Iraq is still in the news because the brutal Islamic State, the ISIS people, took over a third of Iraq." He concludes that partition is the only workable long-term solution for Iraq. Ivan, you've probably been there. I've been there. What most people don't know is that Iraq wasn't Iraq. The history of Iraq is that it wasn't Iraq. It was three independent states based on their sectarian differences, right?
Well, it was three individual provinces of the Ottoman Empire, and the Ottoman Empire lasted centuries. And all these provinces had more relationship with the capital, which was Constantinople or Istanbul today, and than they had with each other. And the British made Iraq to get the oil. And they tacked on Mosul to the other two provinces and made Iraq after World War One. And so Iraq has never really been a real country. It's sort of an artificial country. Yeah. And you have three ethno-sectarian groups. You have the Sunni Arabs, the Arab Shiites, and then the Kurds. And, of course, the history of Iraq has been really one group using the central government to oppress the others. And in most cases, and for much of Iraq's history, it was the Sunnis. And Saddam Hussein was only one of a long line of Sunni minority rulers who, you know, had to rule with an iron hand. And one of the reasons that they did, I'm not excusing the brutality, was the country wouldn't have held together if they hadn't done that. And perhaps the country shouldn't hold together if we want to have some chance of democracy and stability there.
Well, one of the things, you point out a couple of important things there. The British were the first, as oil became important 150 years ago, the Brits were the first to be conquistadors. For that reason, they went into these areas in the Middle East, disrupted whatever the political and reality setup was. And so we have Iraq as a result of what the Brits did. A lot of time, you know, we look at it now, we went in and messed things up again. So we're responsible for the current problem. But the real problem lies at the feet of Britain. And it just teaches us, if we have a historical perspective, what the Europeans did in the name of conquest, how they messed up not only the Middle East, but Africa and Asia. It's all the same story, all coming for the basic same reasons. So in this case, what do we do, though? Spend a minute explaining to us how you think. You said maybe we need to go back to the original, and that's really the only way that's going to be figured out, isn't it, for the country or these provinces to go back to their own state of authority.
Right. I think I suggested this in a book a few years ago when the U.S. was still occupying. It was called Partitioning for Peace and Exit Strategy for Iraq. And I said, you know, Iraq is going to be partitioned either by a peaceful exit of the U.S. Negotiating with the three groups to give them autonomous rule, or it's going to be done by war. Well, unfortunately, Iraq is history because on the ground we have a partitioned Iraq right now. The ISIS has the Sunni areas, the Shiite government has the Shiite rump in the south, and the Kurds have had their own really mini-state since the first Gulf War in 1991.
Should we just leave them alone? Let them, will the ISIS people be satisfied having that area? Can we just leave them alone now?
Well, I think whether they're satisfied or not, they just don't have any support in Shiite or Kurdish areas because they're Sunnis. And the only reason that they're getting support is because the Sunnis hate the Shiite government.
It's amazing
which is
how much hate there is. I haven't even thanked.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus on the top 10 talk topics of the week. Which one is the most important one to you? Check it out at DougStephan.com. We list all of the 10 items. Tell us which one is the most important one to you. That's at DougStephan.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.